You hear all the time that Americans do not save enough and have too much credit card debt. One of the people who's always telling us this is our own Michelle Singletary. She writes the column The Color of Money for the Washington Post. She's personal finance contributor to Day to Day and a self-proclaimed penny pincher. Today, however, at long last, Michelle is here with advice for other cheapskates on how to let go and spend at least a little. Michelle, first off, you say there's a difference between being frugal and being miserly.
Right.
What is the difference and which is preferable?
Well, you don't want to be a miser. You know, that's just not a good thing. Misers are people who are selfish. They don't want to spend money on themselves or anybody else. And certainly I'm not one of those kinds of people, and I hope you're not either. If you're frugal, and I like to use the word cheap every now and then, or actually more than now and then. But, you know, you just watch every penny that you spend. I mean, I'm telling you, literally, I watch every dollar, penny, nickel that comes out of my hands that goes to someone else. But, you know, I think it's fine to be frugal. However, I'm sort of coming into my own now and realizing that it's okay to splurge every once in a while.
Well, when is it okay to spend on things? You say splurge, but just say things you want but don't necessarily need.
You know, it's so funny. And Visa came out with this survey recently, which I love, because it talked about how so many people are embarrassed about their wealth or the fact that they're doing well. And I count myself in there, not that I would say I'm wealthy. But it's okay to spend if you're doing all the right things. If you've got your emergency fund, if you have children and you're saving for their college education, if you're putting away money for your retirement fund, if you've got all those ducks, financial ducks lined up, then it's okay to live well. And I'm trying to do that myself. You know, realize that you're saving for a reason. And it's not all just to spend when you turn 80. You know?
So what have you ever really splurged on?
Let me think. An extra Scrabble game. I mean, I can't think of any. It's so sad.
All right.
I'm coming there. I'm getting better.
All right. Well, for other frugal folks, what kind of tips can you offer for them to let go of some of their money and have a little fun? Although it doesn't sound as though you would be an expert in this area of advice, but go ahead.
I'm going to try. Some people are like, well, do you have TVs in your house? Of course I do. And I actually have cable too. Listen, I think that everyone should have an allowance that they can have fun money, because otherwise you do feel so restrictive. Like, what are you working for? Then use that pot of money, allocate it on a monthly basis or yearly, however you want it. If you are into getting nice shoes, this is the money you're going to spend on those really extra expensive shoes. Or in my husband's case, he's a golfer. And so he's got a little pot of money that he uses to do his all golfing things. You know, after my two Scrabble games, I don't really have anything I want. But, you know, you got to let go of some of that money. I mean, it's sad for me to see people who live their whole lives so frugal and holding on to their money and not wanting to spend anything because they're afraid of being poor, that they don't enjoy their hard work and hard labor. And I know there are many people out there who make a good living or do well and save well and are afraid to spend. And I'm just here to say that I'm one of you, but I'm learning that you need to spend a little bit to have a little fun and spend it on yourself and someone else as well.
Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column The Color of Money. She's the author of Spend Well, Live Rich. Michelle, thank you.
You're welcome.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.